The two things I'll do are one.
What do we mean when we say this? Well, basically, this is a study of God. Where God, theology, and study of words, and take a study of God. And basically, what we mean here is this is an organized study on God. That's basically what it means. What we do is we arrange the whole biblical teaching on certain topics that we talk about. For instance, what does the Bible say about prayer? And what you do is you look at all the scriptures in the Bible, and I'll do it each night, but you take all the scriptures that talk about that topic, and you bring them all together, and you study them, and you say, okay, what's the whole picture of what the Bible says about this topic? What does that prayer? There's only one chief called prayer. You get all these little pieces, you put those pieces together, there's only each piece going to get with another unique piece, and if you get all those pieces put together, you get set up in the city of Tarzan. And that's what Christian theology does. What does the Bible say about Jesus? You get all those little pieces, and you get all that Jesus, 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 and you get all that think about prayer. We just assume they believe like we do. But the reality is, we'll just take a distinct of the Baptists. Why do we baptize by immersion? Now, of course, you're asking, well, that's what the Bible teaches, right? And I agree with you. But do you realize that probably from the year 2-300 A.D. up until 1680, no one immersed. Everyone performed infant baptism. So for 1,300 years, people baptized infants, sprinkled. Some people immersed babies, but eventually they quit doing that because it's a little bit dangerous. But the reality is, it's sort of odd, isn't it? But very natural. And so there's some things to gain from that, and ultimately we'll do a study on how people in the past believe about these things. So systematic theology is putting theology in a system, it's getting all the scriptures that deal with it from all the scriptures, and putting them together and saying, okay, what does the Bible say about X or Y or Z? What does it say about these things? There are a couple of advantages to this, and we'll discuss them very quickly. First of all, by doing this, by looking at all the relevant passages on particular topics, there are five things that we accomplish. First of all, we are able to see what the whole Bible teaches on a given topic. What does the Bible teach about creation? What does the Bible teach about sin? What does the Bible say about Scripture? That's what we'll get to in just a few moments. Secondly, we are able to see how all these different doctrines relate to one another. What is the doctrine of election, regeneration, conversion, It's really Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. the Thank you.